This is Steve Knopfinger for KFRM reporting on the Ole Seed Farms Fall Harvest Tour update. I recently had the opportunity at the Kansas Ag Summit to talk with Daniel Andres, who is a young leader with the Kansas Soybean Association. I'll share a little bit about what Daniel talked about as far as the crops in his area, down around Junction City area and that part of Kansas. And I'll share a little bit about what Daniel talked about after their discussion.
I'm with Daniel Andres. He's with the Kansas Soybean Association, and I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about how the crop's going this year.
Looking at our area by Junction City, our crops are actually looking really good. The corn is not too far off from Black Lair, and trying to get a little bit of irrigation on that to get that finished up. And the beans are looking really healthy right now. Now we're going into a period of hot weather, so we'll see how they come out of that. But for the majority of our area, it looks pretty good.
Rainfall's been good.
We've caught just enough to keep everything going good.
Any thoughts as far as the forecast of what final harvest might end up being in that area?
I can't say for sure. You know, we get such a variety of yield just because we're along the river. You get your irrigated, and then we get our dry land. But our dry land yields are going to be, they look really good right now, so on the corn and beans.
Okay.
As long as we could catch that timely rain here at the end of August, I think we'll have beans, and that will push us up a little bit, probably from previous years, but everything else is looking really good. So,
after the discussion, as we were walking around the Ag Summit meeting, Daniel had mentioned that they were very, very fortunate. They had gotten just the right amount of rain in their area for the crops, and that's why the crops were doing so well. He also went on to mention that just outside of their area, they were seeing different areas that were not quite so lucky or fortunate on the rainfall, which seems to be typical for the year. This is Steve Knopfinger with KFRM reporting on the Ole Seed Farms Fall Harvest Tour update.